You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. It isn't just the realtors talking. Home prices really are going up briskly. There's news single-family homes went up 1.6% in just a month, February to March, and prices went up 13.3% in the year leading to March. This is fueled in part by pandemic low interest rates. Sounds inflationary, but is it the kind of inflation central bankers worry about? A house is not bread or diapers or a cell phone service. Drew Mattis is chief market strategist at MetLife Investment Management.
It's not to say that these home prices are unhinged, but when you see, you know, 12% in February, a little over 13% in March, and the month-on-month numbers keep getting stronger, I think it's probably at a point where the Fed's going to start asking themselves whether the huge amount of stimulus that they're creating in the economy is starting to force its way into areas of the economy they'd prefer not get to.
All right, but if you're right, that means this adds fuel, the data today about home prices, to the notion of maybe stimulus tapering off a little sooner than people thought.
I think it adds fuel to that fire because, you know, the Fed's worrying about consumer prices. They're keeping an eye on asset prices. But bear in mind, people always fight the last war, and the last war was about housing. And I think the Fed's going to be looking at these numbers. And, you know, it's not going to be enough to get them to move, but it's going to get them thinking a little more carefully about how they've been acting over the last couple of months.
Always good to consult Drew Mattis. He's the chief market strategist at MetLife Investment Management. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.